Well, we're at 209. That's about eighth lowest in the country of all the 50 states. Still about 35, 34 cents above where it was 1 year ago. So the price has risen, as most people know who have visited a gas station lately, about 24 cents ever since around the 22nd of November. We've seen the price increase about 24 cents per gallon.
Is this price rising, could we say, at least because of seasonal traveling and people moving around a lot?
Yeah, we really think it's a function of what OPEC has said they're going to do. Whether they actually do that or not is still remains to be seen. And then also the increased demand that the Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa holidays brought. We were predicting, and I think this really came true, that travel over these holidays would be record breakers. And indeed, we've seen tremendous amounts of traffic on the highways and at the airports.
What exactly did OPEC say?
Yeah, OPEC indicated last month that they were going to cut production in their effort to boost the price of oil. As we see demand increase with the advent of the spring and summer driving seasons, and then we see a decrease in the inventory, supposedly this will increase the price at the pump and with the price of oil as well. And indeed, this shall happen, there's no doubt, if OPEC is true to their word and really does cut production. In the past, there's been quite a bit of cheating going on, and there's thinking this year, this time around, we'll see Libya and Nigeria in particular probably increase their production instead of cutting it.
So what OPEC says isn't necessarily what's going to be happening.
Exactly. Yeah, they've always been long on rhetoric and short on action. Whether they really come through this time and cut their production quotas, as they say they will, remains to be seen. Initially, when that announcement was made in November, we saw the price of oil rise, and it's still up around, the lower 50s per barrel range. And now we'll just have to wait and see as we get into the first part of 2017, if indeed OPEC does cut their production, and the non-OPEC countries as well, such as Russia. They say they're going to cut their production. But then again, you know, the incentive, you know, the enticement is really attractive for them to go ahead and not cut production and hope that no one notices and still get lots of revenue flowing into their countries.